I'm Mark Brazell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for tuning in on this Friday afternoon. I earlier said it was this Saturday and Sunday. It's actually next Saturday and Sunday. The 11th annual Great Outdoor Weekend takes place, offering 120 free outdoor events spanning the eight counties in and around Greater Cincinnati. And joining us for a preview of the many and varied events you can enjoy next weekend are Kimberly Whitten, Communication Coordinator for the Hamilton County Park District, Amy Sauer, the Program and Events Manager for Green Umbrella, and Emily White, co-owner of Roads, Rivers, and Trails Adventure Outfitter in Milford, which is one of my favorite stores, by the way. Just full disclosure right there. Thank you for being here today, ladies.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Well, let's begin, and I guess I'll go to you first, Amy, from Green Umbrella, because the Great Outdoor Weekend grew out of Green Umbrella, correct?
That is correct. It's been around, obviously, for 11 years, and Green Umbrella kind of took it on. And every year it just gets bigger and bigger. So, you know, we're in the 11th year, and we now have over 120 events, and it's expanded geographically as well. So we're, you know, able to have events in eight counties in three different states.
But I imagine the Hamilton County Park District was thrilled to be involved when Green Umbrella started the Great Outdoor Weekend.
Absolutely. Great parks of Hamilton County.
Great parks, indeed. No, I mean, all over.
But it is in Hamilton County, yeah.
But it really helps encourage people getting out and about.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we are very proud to be a major sponsor of the event and to be able to provide people with ways that they can get outside, enjoy nature, different activities all across, you know, the tri-state area. You know, we want people to get outdoors and be active and just to have fun with their families and everything. So,
yeah. And, you know, it sounds like something said about getting outdoors. Everybody goes outdoors. But I just read a study that said the average American child spends 7 hours in front of a screen of some time and 7 minutes outside playing.
Mm, right.
You know, and it's like, getting outdoors, you need to do it. And I guess that's your kick too, Emily.
Yes. We are huge advocates of getting outdoors, which is also why we wanted to be a major sponsor of the Great Outdoor Weekend and take part in it. There's been so many studies that have proven that getting outside is good for obviously physical health, but mental health as well. So we do everything we can to support it and get you geared up. So.
Well, let's talk. You mentioned the expanding geography here, Amy, and really it is. It's eight counties surrounding Cincinnati. And talk about the activities, because it's more than just going for a hike.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there is any number of activities. There's biking, hikes, obviously. There's canoeing opportunities, kayaking. There's actually zip lining taking place at Camp Ernst in Northern Kentucky. But there's just any number of things that you can do. There's archery lessons. There's learning how to shoot. Anything you can think of, and for all ages, because there's programs designed for small children, but then there's also things, you know, there's evening walks and campfires and things for the whole family, as well as for people who really want to get out and get really active.
We're talking about the 11th annual Great Outdoor Weekend. It takes place next weekend. If you've taken part in one of the previous 10 Great Outdoor Weekends, we'd like to hear from you. You can call us at 513-419-7100 or email us talk@wvxu.org. What did you have fun doing during a Great Outdoor Weekend? What did your kids enjoy? Let us know, 513-419-7100. Well, I'll go back to the great parks of Hamilton County. Really, you have a full range of activities planned for the Great Outdoor Weekend, but pretty much you have those activities all year round.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have nature programs and outdoor activities 365 days a year. Some people think that the parks kind of shut down in the wintertime.
It's winter.
It's cold outside. Everybody's, you know, they're warm at home. No, we're always there. We always have things going on. We have special events. We have different nature programs. We've got hikes. Hikes are big in the winter because people get cabin fever. So we like to get people outdoors and everything. So this is why Great Outdoor Weekend is such an awesome way to connect with the community, to get them outdoors and to get them to enjoy nature and know what's available to them. Because some people, they don't know. They just go out and walk around the neighborhood and they don't know what's, you know, right down the street. There's a park with a trail or there's a program going on. So this is a great way to expose everybody to that.
Well, back to you, Amy. I wanted to ask, for those who don't know, to explain what Green Umbrella is here in the Cincinnati area.
Yeah, so Green Umbrella has been around for a few years. It's a regional sustainability alliance. And essentially the goal of Green Umbrella, we have over 230 member organizations as well as individuals. And the ultimate goal is to make Cincinnati one of the top 10 sustainable regions in the nation by 2020. So there's a number of goals that we have. One of them is to get more people outside. And so this is the opportunity for one weekend, for sure, that we can get everybody to try out all these amazing resources. We have parks, we have nature centers, we have preserves, and just a lot of members. All of the events that are hosted by Great Outdoor Weekend are Green Umbrella members as well, and there's over 40 of them that are taking part in this. And so that's, you know, a chance for us. We call it an outdoor event sampler, much like an art sampler. It's all these events, all of them are free, and it's a chance for people to find out perhaps places to go and things to do that they didn't know existed outside.
And this is more than just environmental causes. These are people who are involved with our environment all around. I mean, I know your list of organizations is widely varied.
Yes, yes. And in fact, we have eight goals that will help us get to sustainability. And so they range from renewable energy to land conservation to local food to outdoor awareness, waste reduction. The list goes on, and you can find out more at greenumbrella.org. But it is a very large, broad kind of goal that we have, and we have a number of different action teams and ways to get to that.
So from your perspective, Emily, I wanted to ask about, I mean, obviously people who enjoy the outdoors will be drawn to your store, but I mean, what do you see from the people who are coming in about outdoor activities here in our area? What do you hear? You know, what is your sense?
Well, just that there's an absolute abundance of things available between the great parks, and we have 12 canoe and kayak liveries in the tri-state area on 5 different rivers. It's amazing how easy it is to get outside and to learn and to experience these things. And really getting outside is a fairly inexpensive sport, no matter what you're doing, whether it's kayaking or hiking or biking. And the beauty of the Great Outdoor Weekend is it really gives a sampling of everything that's available and really raises awareness. The Green Umbrella has done a great job with raising awareness of all the outdoor activities available.
Well, being a backpacker, kayak, canoeer, climber, et cetera, you know, I'd say you have the best job in the world working at an outfitter like that.
Do.
Well, how did you get involved and come to Roads, Rivers, and Trails?
So my husband and I were backpacking and river guides in Alaska. And previous to that, I actually met my husband on his through hike of the Appalachian Trail through winter. So I met him in January on the top of a mountain in Tennessee. And just through having such an active lifestyle, my husband and my cousin and I, we've had so many adventures that when Nature Outfitters, which was here for 20 years, shut down, we saw that as an opportunity to give not just availability of gear to get outside, but just to help inspire people and help equip them. And it's been beautiful the way that the community has accepted our store. And we've been able to work with great organizations like the Great Parks and the Green Umbrella to really help grow the outdoor industry and the number of people that get outside.
Talking about the Great Outdoor Weekend, the 11th annual Great Outdoor Weekend takes place next weekend. You can find out details at WVXU.org. 120 free outdoor events spanning 8 counties in and around Greater Cincinnati. And I'll turn back to you, Kimberly, to ask about some highlights from the great parks of Hamilton County. I mean, what do you see as some of the highlights for the Great Outdoor Weekend?
Oh, Great Outdoor. We have a lot of programs that we're doing are hikes. You know, it's just a way to get people to a naturalist will lead the hike. It'll get them outdoors. You know, they'll experience things that they might not be looking at when they're out walking by themselves. You know what I mean? A naturalist will, like, you know, identify a tree or a plant or wildlife or something that kind of open their eyes to something new that's outside. So a lot of that's going on. We're going to have teaching archery over at Winton Woods at Adventure Outpost. That's something really fun for people to do. Not everybody gets to do that. And then we also doing our climbing wall out there, too.
Wow.
Yeah. So actually, Adventure Outpost is a place in Winton Woods where you do all that. You do low ropes, you do climbing wall, archery, that kind of team building kind of outdoor education. So,
well, I want to ask, when it comes to the great parks of Hamilton County, what's the most popular and what's the hidden gem among them all? I mean, if you had to, you know, not that I want to, you know, give away someone's little private paradise.
Yeah.
But I mean, you mentioned Winton Woods, you know, obviously.
Yeah,
you know,
Winton
very
Woods
busy.
Is very popular. Sharon Woods is our oldest park. So a lot of people know about Sharon Woods. It was established in 1930. So, you know, it's been around for a long time. I mean, my personal favorite is Sharon Woods. I mean, I grew up over in that area, so I went there a lot and ran and hiked and did all that stuff. So there's a lot of there's canoeing and kayaking over there, fishing. We got some stand-up paddle boards now over at Sharon Woods. We got them at Winton, and we got them at Miami Whitewater. So those have become really popular. And we actually extended the season so people could enjoy those, too. So,
what a season it's been.
I know, right? Absolutely.
So, Amy, what for you from Green Umbrella would you, figure as a couple of the highlights of the great outdoor weekend?
Well, that's going to be a hard one since they're all members that I support fully.
Yes. There's over 35 of them, actually.
That's right.
35 organizations that are participating.
Yeah. So one of the things I've been telling, you know, if you are interested, you know, some of these places have events all day long. And so it's a good way to maybe try out and kind of hop around and try a few different places. The Cincinnati Nature Center has things going on all day, both days, as does obviously Great Parks in multiple locations. The Civic Garden Center, the Cincinnati Museum Center actually has a lot of things that are targeted for children happening outside as well. I'm curious about anything with animals. And so I know that there's going to be some events at Parkey's Farm and the Cincinnati Zoo actually has a farm out in, I believe, out in Milford. And they also are going to be giving tours of that farm where they grow the food that actually feeds the animals. And possibly some animals will be there as well.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that program, something about eat what the animals eat. And,
yeah.
And I can tell you from a tour of the zoo, those animals eat pretty darn well.
So. And there's also an event happening at the zoo itself at the Harold Schott Education Center. And that's the Eat Like an Animal program. So
Emily, your highlights, you know, what's our RT going to be getting into on the Great Outdoor Weekend?
So typically we try to do like a couple lead hikes. I think last year we did a couple presentations on Backpacking 101 and Hiking 101 and doing more educational courses, which we do biweekly courses all throughout the fall and winter. Unfortunately, this Great Outdoor Weekend, one of the owners is getting married. So
unfortunately, he's getting married? No, they're
So this year, we kind of took a year off this year, but we definitely wanted to sponsor it and do as much as we possibly could to support such an amazing event. And we try to do as much as possible year-round as far as educational courses and teaching people how to get outside, how to do it safely, and how to have fun.
So, I had an email here. What would you tell someone who really hasn't spent time outdoors, aren't all that athletic? Where would they start that's not intimidating when it comes to the Great Outdoor Weekend? Any suggestions for this person?
I would say the website.
I think they want to be active more than just their mouse and mouse hand and finger.
But I think parks are a good place to start.
Right.
I mean, you know, there a lot of the activities and you know, features of parks are easily accessible. They're pretty easy to get to, so I think that would be a good place to start. You could visit one of the visitor centers and see a program. If you don't want to get out and move around too much, you know, you could just learn.
Yes.
And you know, so yeah, and I'm sure there's other organizations that are participating in this Great Outdoor Weekend that would provide programming that's not too, you know, too hard on anybody or too much work.
Yeah, and I would say, I mean, what's so amazing with having over 120 events, there is stuff for just about every age, every bracket you can think of. There's some stuff that's really kind of peaceful, reconnecting with nature, but there's also some very highly active, rigorous activities that they have planned, as well as things for an entire family. So you can, you know, there's something for everyone. And the website is designed so that you can search and kind of look around by area of town and you know, day and place. So you can dig around and find plenty of things to look for.
Well, with all the toys you have at your disposal, Emily, there at Roads, Rivers, and Trails, what would you suggest for this person?
Reconnecting with nature doesn't mean that you have to throw on a 70-pound backpack and go trudging into the middle of the wilderness. Places like the Cincinnati Nature Center and the Great Parks are beautiful because it doesn't take a lot of – you don't need a lot of physical activity to get out there and enjoy it. I know the Cincinnati Nature Center has some amazing bird watching stations where you can just go and sit and be one with nature and stare at the trees and watch the activity. So I would definitely I would kind of look over the list and reconnecting with nature doesn't mean that you have to be kayaking down a stream
over a waterfall.
You don't need to do 10-foot drops over waterfalls. For somebody that's just trying to get outside, the parks are absolutely amazing resources, and I'd say visit your local parks and go out there and enjoy and take it in and
have some fun.
Yes.
Well, 11th annual Great Outdoor Weekend. I wanted to ask what question pops up most often for people who are involved in the Great Outdoor Weekend in the years that you've been doing it with the Great Parks of Hamilton County or with Green Umbrella. Is there one question that pops up a lot that you'd like people to know the answer to here? Anything right off the top of your head?
Probably where to go to find the information. Sometimes that can be tough. You know, people hear about it, but they might not know exactly where to go find it. So we try to make that a lot easier, for more accessible for people.
Yeah, and we've distributed brochures everywhere, but obviously the website has all of the programs that are searchable. One thing I would mention too is that, you know, this weekend is an amazing way to try out all the different things that are happening, but we actually have sort of a companion website called meetmeoutdoors.com.
Oh, yes.
And that is a year-round website that actually shows it has events that very similar to what Great Outdoor Weekend does. So when you're, once you've found your favorite new park or new place to go to, you can also then visit meetmeoutdoors.com, and year round you can find events. There's a calendar that you can search. It also has a map that shows you some of the trails and some of the resources we have. So it's a way to continue to stay connected to some of the places you found.
And your Great Outdoor Weekend website is very helpful because it has a pull down menu that says which day do you want?
Yes.
Where mm-hmm. would you like to go? And that's great in sorting things out. And I will ask one more question because I am a rower and a paddler. Where you like to go kayaking and canoeing here? You said, five rivers there. We have 12 liveries. What are your preferences, Emily?
My absolute favorite is the Little Miami River. It's extremely accessible. There are great maps that you can go to find. There are over 8 liveries on the Little Miami River. So if you don't have your own canoe or kayak and you want to try it out, these liveries are wonderful depending on what region of the tri-state you're coming from. But the beauty of the Little Miami is the Little Miami Conservancy and other groups have done such an amazing job at preserving the river and keeping it much like it was 200 years ago that you get out there and you almost feel like you don't feel like you're in Ohio anymore. It's almost like a vacation kind of feel when you get out on the river. It's very peaceful. It's very beautiful. So I would recommend, starting there, starting at your local river with your local livery.
Yeah, the Little Miami especially. And one last thing from you, Amy. I forgot to mention kind of what's the big kickoff of the Great Outdoor Weekend, the Ohio River Swim.
Yes. So that's happening Sunday morning. And believe it or not, yes, bright and early, our executive director, Brewster Rhodes, will be leading a swim across the river from Cincinnati to Kentucky and then back. So that takes place in the morning. We check to make sure it's safe and it's, something that is accessible for everybody, but we, I believe, have over 120 people who register to do that.
Wow. And so is Brewster leading in his kayak, or is he actually swimming too?
I have a feeling he's going to stay out of the water. Actually, he's the head cheerleader for it, but he is quite often spotted on the river in his kayak.
Oh yes, indeed, see him all the time. Well, thank you all for being here today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Kimberly Witten, Communication Coordinator for the Hamilton County Park District. great parks of Hamilton County. Amy Sauer, Program and Events Manager with Green Umbrella. Emily White, co-owner of Roads, Rivers, and Trails Adventure Outfitter in Milford. The 11th annual Great Outdoor Weekend is coming up. Events all around the greater Cincinnati area. Details and a link on our website, wvxu.org. In just a moment on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, a conversation with acclaimed soprano Dawn Upshaw. She returns to Cincinnati for a recital Tuesday evening, the opening concert of Chamber Music Cincinnati's 85th season. You'll hear what she has to say about the program after a short break.